From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Peyton Manning and Tom Brady will meet for the 15th time in their careers this Sunday as Denver will host New England in the AFC Championship game. The Broncos disposed of the Chargers yesterday 24-17. The Patriots earned a 43-22 win over Indianapolis on Saturday. Manning talked about facing New England.
There'll be some individual matchups that will get headlines, but it will be a battle between two good teams. Teams that have been through a lot, have overcome a lot to get to this point, and that's where my focus will be.
The NFC West's fiercest rivalry will be renewed Sunday when Seattle will host San Francisco in the NFC Championship game. The Niners dropped Carolina on Sunday 23-10, while the Seahawks beat New Orleans on Saturday. The hated division rivals have never met in the postseason. Anthony Bosch says Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez was doping so he could be the first big leaguer to hit 800 homers. On 60 Minutes last night, Bosch said A-Rod was highly involved in a doping regimen that was set up for him. An arbitrator reduced Rodriguez's 211-game suspension to 162 games this weekend. One of the most decorated American tennis players is out early at the Australian Open. Venus Williams fell on the first day to 22nd-ranked Ekaterina Makarova in the first round. In college basketball over the weekend, Marquette beat Seton Hall 67-66. The Pointers won again as well, 86-69. They're still unbeaten. The Badgers return to action tomorrow night at Indiana. College hockey, Wisconsin earned a sweep over Michigan with a 3-1 win Saturday. North Dakota beat Wisconsin in women's hockey 4-1. The Bucks lost to Oklahoma City on Saturday night 101-85. They're back in action tonight at Toronto. That's sports. I'm Tom King.